107 WIRX.
All right, here we go. Let's get it.
Seven. Foot long.
Foot
Who
long.
Got the foot long.
It's 710. It's Brock. It's Hunter. All right, let's do it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course,
he's clapping it out.
I just
clapping it out.
Come on now. Let's go, team. Let's go. Bring it in. Come on, team.
Bring it
in. As always.
Chewing gum over there.
Got it. You know it. Your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I don't want to ruin your day, Hunter. But according that's true. I love ruining your day. According to a new survey, they found that most people like to cook their steaks well done.
No, wait. That's not true.
21%. 21% prefer it well done, 20% like it medium well, and 16% said medium.
Wait, what's the math there? What's the math? Just say that again.
Well, just out of the survey, out of all the numbers. So 21% of people prefer well done, 20% like it medium well, 16% said they like it medium.
So that still leaves 54%, is that right? 54% of people love it the way it should be?
No, you No. You got to factor in some people that maybe say, I don't like steak. A small percentage that say that. Some people say just say medium. Some people say rare. But the vast majority of people said in the survey that they like their steak well done.
You know, do you. You can have your steak however you like it.
I disagree. Guess. I disagree with that, Hunter. You know, we're very open-minded on this show, okay? We're all for people being people. But if you like your steak well done, you're doing it wrong. And I don't like you deep down in your core. Like, there's something wrong with you. Well done is the worst way to have steak. Just chew on a shoe. Just get some leather and chew on that if that's what you're doing. You're getting rid of all the flavor.
Here's what it is, I think. I think the people that like the steak well done haven't really had a great steak. Like, they haven't had a mignon before that has been rare, bloody, and red. But there's different types of cuts. I think they're getting the crappy cuts that aren't cooked. And then they're like, I just don't like it. It doesn't taste good. Well, try something that you really got to pay for. And I think you'll change your mind. You'll be like, damn.
I don't think I've ever had a steak well done. I don't think my dad would talk to me if I ever got a steak well done, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I've eaten one, you know, like well done on accident.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who was cooking, you know, forgot about it and left it on an extra 3 minutes. And, yeah, it's pretty well done.
Look.
That's the only way that I've ever eaten a well done steak. But I'm telling you, a mignon, man, I've eaten a few of them in my life. And it's different. It, like, literally melts in your mouth. It's craziness.
Are you saying mignon or mignon?
Mignon? Mignon?
Filet mignon?
Mignon? Filet mignon. Whatever it is. Whatever it is, it's
whatever
good.
It is, it's delicious. If I'm at your barbecue and I see you put a well-done steak on the plate, I'm going to take your spatula and I'm going to slap you across the face with it because that's the only thing you deserve. That's it. That's it. Just a solid piece of metal right across the face. And then you lose barbecue privileges for a while.
You know what, though? I do have an uncle that, like, he'll send a steak back, like, 3 times, dude. No, it's not rare enough. I'm like, dude, just eat it. Just let this one fly.
Well, and here, I'm right there, too.
It starts to get, like, you know, the waitress is like, really? Like, 3 times?
Oh, they're spitting on his steak. They're spitting in his baked potato.
Yeah,
that's
for sure, dude.
For sure. I will say, too, like, and again, for all the people out there, too, they're like, oh, just cut its antlers, wipe its ass, and then put it on the plate. Look, there's a fine line. I usually get mine medium rare, more on the rare side, all right? Because, yeah, if you're just chewing on a dead cow, that's also, you're overdoing it, okay?
I think I think it might be a common phrase, but I want it mooing.
Yeah, just bring her out. Just keep her mooing. You get a medium rare, a little bit more, or what's that? I think it's called blue rare, which is, you know, it's got like a cool pink center. So it's been on there long enough to at least get a little bit of cooking. But you know what we used to do growing up? We would always, after dad was done like grilling, whether it was burgers or steaks or anything like that, we would get the tray that all the meat was on and then we would pass it around and get a sip of the juice. Oh my God. No. It's the best. It was the best, man.
You know, That's blood, bro. You guys are passing around blood. That's
it's so good with all the Lowry salt mixed in there. That's what put hair on your chest. You want to know why I got this beautiful bead of chest hair and this deep gravelly voice? Because I was drinking
the
juice.
Way you sound. That's
the juices Listen of the gods. That's right. And we'd take a little and we'd put it under our eyes like the Native Americans did.
God, you got like 7 years left.
That's all right. It was a good 7 years. It was a good 7 years. lastly, we'll end with this. In Oregon, there's a petition being circulated to legalize psychedelic mushrooms. And 165,000 people have already signed it. The petition is on pace to get on the November ballot where voters would have a chance to turn it into a law.
You know... Have you tried these before, Brock? Can you admit that?
No, I've never tried shrooms. I remember one time. No, I never have. I've never psychedelics. Never been something on. And I'll tell you why. Because I remember 1 year up at spring break, we went up to the Dells, okay, and we got kicked out of our hotel room. And children, listen to me, all right? Listen to Uncle Brock and do as I say, not as I do, all right?
If your child listening, just turn it off.
Yeah, that's right probably now, smart, too. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to your mom's purse. You're going to take out about $50, okay?
God.
But no, my buddies took some, and the way they were acting, I was like, that doesn't appeal to me. I don't know. You do you again with it, but I've never done it, and I'm at the point now where I'm too old, I think, where it's like, all right, yeah. Let's do it, you know. So try it for the first time. Maybe when I'm old. If I make it to like 75, 80, maybe I'll start just going through the gamut of all the drugs, you know, really just start running through them.
I think it really depends on the person, man. People react differently.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I feel like
depends
I would be.
On who you are.
I'd be like the guy in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. You know what I mean? I'd be I'd be in a bathtub listening to White Rabbit, you know, and just having my buddy throw a. But
here's the key. Here's the key, all right? If you're a bad person and you know you're a bad person and doing bad things, you take shrooms and you're gonna think about it the whole time. You're gonna have a total relapse of why am I doing this? What is wrong with my life, bro? Because it kind of centers you. It makes you think about things, whatever it is, it's on your mind. If you're a good person and you have a good vibe and a good, you know, stigma about you, I think you're gonna have a great experience. I'm not saying take it, these things, guys. I'm not promote these things are illegal. They're very highly illegal, so don't listen to us at all. But I think it really depends on the person.
And just, you know what? Just do cocaine like an adult, okay? For God's sake.
No.
You know what? You know what? Grow up and do some cocaine, for God's sake.
How about this? Just be sober. No, that's a terrible advice.
That's a terrible advice. That's your morning dump.